Back now with Day to Day, and here now our senior producer, Steve Proffitt, here to help share some listener email.
And let's begin, Madeline, with an update to a story we aired last month about disappearing jackrabbits.
That was an interview our colleague Alex Chadwick did with a biologist,
Joel Berger of the University of Montana.
He'd done a study that showed that white-tailed jackrabbits had disappeared from Yellowstone and the Grand Teton National Parks.
But Professor Berger has withdrawn his claims about the disappearing bunnies. He told the Associated Press recently he was contacted by a number of other biologists. They offered evidence that there are still rabbits in the park.
He also told the AP that he now believes the jackrabbits do survive, but only in small numbers.
Okay, on to Elliot Spitzer's problems and your interview yesterday with Alan Dershowitz.
He's the outspoken Harvard Law professor. Spitzer was one of his students, and Dershowitz said the New York governor should not resign.
Well, so much for that advice.
Dershowitz felt, as he put it, this thing was being blown out of proportion.
Right. He cited Bill Clinton, JFK, and even Thomas Jefferson as successful leaders who'd engaged in suspect moral behavior. And when you asked him about the seeming hypocrisy here, as New York Attorney General Spitzer had prosecuted cases involving prostitution, Dershowitz rejected that too. Let's listen to a bit of what he said.
This is a completely and totally victimless crime. Crimes he prosecuted were crimes of exploitation, crimes of financial predation. So I think even the argument of hypocrisy is a little overstated.
That's Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz. From White River Junction in Vermont, listener Mel Hall writes, I would invite Mr. Dershowitz to sit across the table from Governor Spitzer's wife and three daughters and explain how prostitution is a completely victimless crime.
Dershowitz's comments about Thomas Jefferson, quote, fooling around with slaves on his plantation, really irked Larry Slater of Pittsburgh. He writes sarcastically, I'll bet that's just how Jefferson's slaves saw it, too. Probably said to one another, yep, there's old Tom fooling around with Sally Hemings again by raping her day after day.
A few listeners, like Lisa Reeve of Encino, California, agreed with Dershowitz. Politicians, she writes, are human too. Accept it and move on.
Other listener reaction to the story we aired on Monday about the rash of children in Los Angeles who were shot and some killed when they were caught in gang crossfire.
From Oregon, Ohio, Clifford Smith writes, how sad that we are spending billions in Iraq to protect people from violence when we can't do the same for our own citizens. And Madeline, that's all the time we have for letters. Thanks to everyone who wrote us.
And if you have a comment, suggestion, or complaint, we want to hear from you. Just go to our website,
npr.org,
and click on the Contact Us link. Steve Proffitt, thank you.
And you're welcome, Madeline.